In a canvas shopping bag, Phyllis Gauzo has three of her son's favorite toys. In her hand is one made of Legos that looks like an alien robot creature. And she's afraid it could contain lead.
You know, listening to the news and concern about toys coming from China, I was very concerned that my son was getting some exposures to chemicals he really didn't need. So I brought in the toys that he plays with mostly.
80% of America's toys are made in China, so Gauzo's come to a free lead screening event held by the Ohio Network of the Chemically Injured to find out about her son's toys. The action figure she holds is sporting a long silver sword, and it's pockmarked from being chewed on by Gauzo's 8-year-old son. If the sword was manufactured with lead-based plastic or paint, the toy could be giving her son small doses of lead and slowly poisoning him. Lead is a neurotoxin, and it's been linked to learning disabilities and lower IQs. Usually, Gauzo would have to surrender her son's toy to be destroyed in a lab to figure out what it's made of. But today, a new type of technology is being used. Bill Radosevich of the company Thermo Scientific is going to zap the plastic sword with an X-ray gun his company's designed. In the first 5 seconds, the toy's elements pop up on a computer screen.
About 6,000 parts per million of zinc. We're seeing a little bit of copper, and that's probably part of the coloring. I'm definitely not seeing lead.
Gauzo was lucky. Her son's favorite toy is free of lead. But beside Radosevich is a suitcase filled with toys that didn't pass the test. On display are low-brand or no-brand items like plastic teething rings, a simple black snorkel, children's jewelry, and Mardi Gras beads. All objects kids have been known to suck and chew on. Radosevich says they all contain lead in excess of 600 parts per million, the American limit for consumer products.
I'm less concerned about a hairpiece than I am about something that is supposed to be put into a child's mouth.
Radosevich's testing device looks like a phaser gun from an old Star Trek show. It uses X-ray technology, and it's not cheap. They go for $30,000 a piece. Radosevich says metal industries and archaeologists already use the device for different purposes, but he thinks product importers and toy retailers might be interested in them too. Michael Ziegenhagen owns the toy store Play Matters, and he says testing toys for lead is not his responsibility.
I don't think that's within the scope of a retailer's capabilities. We wouldn't be asking, you know, national big box retailers to create their own testing arms for the products they carry. That's ultimately the manufacturer's job to do that.
But the way toys are manufactured in China is a tangled supply chain, with various components of a toy coming from different factories. Rachel Weintraub is with the Consumer Federation of America, and she says importers are putting too much trust in the manufacturers they contract with. Her group is lobbying Congress to require U.S. companies, such as Mattel, to make sure a toy's components aren't contaminated before they're assembled in China.
If it were required that paint were to be tested for safety before the paint were even used on the product, you know, this huge harm would be prevented.
Weintraub says waiting until a product is in the supply chain and issuing a recall isn't completely effective. She says recalls never get all the defective products back, and ultimately that leaves toys in the marketplace and children in potential harm. For the Environment Report, I'm Lisa Ann Pinkerton.